Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, Men of Faith in Action. Want to thank our callers that are already in the queue. Whenever the spirit moves you, y'all go ahead and press that one button and have some fellowship with your boy. Those that are listening online and would like to call into the show, the number is 760. The number is 646-200-4945. Call in, press that one button, and we will get you on the line. It's a beautiful sunny day here in Cali, a little colder than usual, getting into that season where the weather's changing, but it is beautiful outside, and I just feel blessed to be up and available. available for God to use on this Sunday. And it's Mafia Radio, y'all. We're going to get into some music, and we're going to come back with some of these callers. We're going to hit you with that R. Kelly right now. Heaven, I Need a Hug. We all do sometimes.
I'm just being real, you know. I'm like the sun. I'm trying to shine on everybody, you know what I'm saying? But it's like situation after situation, you know. So I write about it to get it off my chest, you heard?
Dear mama, you wouldn't believe what I'm going through, but still I got my head up just like I promised you. Ever since you left, your baby boy been dealing with problem after problem. Tell me, what am I supposed to do? See, I get lost sometimes, don't understand this place. Look in the mirror sometimes and see a troubled face. And then my tears roll down and hit the sink, and I hold my head up high, hoping man upstairs can hear my cry. All these questions deep inside my mind, like, if Jesus loved me, why he leave my side? Mama, I'm still trying to get the answer why. You were young, 45, and you had to die. I'm always trying to help people out, and it's them same people trying to take food out my mouth. For real, though, seems like the more money I make, for real, the more drama y'all try to create, for real, the more I try to move into the positive, for real, the more y'all don't want to let me live. When will you realize that I don't owe you nothing? Need to get up off your butt and go get your own something. I'm pulling on my hair to keep from snapping off. Fools right up in my camp and be yapping off. Somebody out there, please pray on what I'm talking about. Still young, trying to figure it all out. Here and I need a hug. Is there anybody out there willing to embrace the thug? Feeling like a change of heart, and all I really need is a sign or a word from God. So shower down on me, wet me with your love. I need you to take me and lift me up. Oh, yeah. I gave 13 years of my life to this industry. Hit song or not, I've given all of me. You smile in my face and tell me that you love, but then before you know the truth, you're so quick to judge me. That's alright, go ahead, keep talking, cause I'ma hold my head up high and keep walking. And reach for the sky, focus on the plan, rescue the ghetto with this paper and pen. And this is for the homies that we lost. Yo, we cannot forget y'all, so the hats come off. We pour a little liquor out for the memory. I know y'all up there sitting on home in them pearly streets. The streets of vibe, be careful, stay alive. I'm praying for your families, I hope you pray for mine. For real though, used to be a time you wish me well. For real though, it hurts to know you wanna see me fail. For real though, and don't forget I kept you out of jail. For real though, was my arms when you needed to be held. They turned their backs on you, who was there believing? Who said your troubles were only for a season? In church together trying to pick up all the pieces, and now you betray me, I find you in the name of Jesus. Somebody please pray on what I'm talking about. Still young, trying to figure it all out. Here and I need a hug. Is there anybody out there willing to embrace a thug? Feeling like a change of heart, and all I really need is a sign or a word from God. Shower down on me, wet me with your love. I need you to take me, lift me up. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Man, I tell you, it's enough to make you wanna give it up. Thank God for my fans, cause through it all they show me love. To my sister and two brothers, tell me, why can't we just try to get along with one another? Instead of hurting one another, fighting one another. Man, I pray to God he get my family back together. Let me see what I wanna see, just to blind me. All of these luxuries, whining at me. And then you push me out in front to get behind me. Then you set me up by blessing me to buy me. I'm a grown man with kids now, stakes are higher. Gotta go to church now to avoid the fire. Frankly, y'all, to keep it real, I'm just tired. Dreams of being dead, but the devil is alive. For real though, church folks, you need to stop judging. For real though, or you will be the first to be judged. For real though, and women stop depending on us men. For real, and start depending on the man above. Feel me. And as for robbing, is what I need to do. Get rid of them clowns and get myself a whole other crew. Media, do your job, but please just don't make my job so hard. Somebody please pray on what I'm talking about. I'm still young, trying to figure it all out. Here and I need a hug. Hey, is anybody out there willing to embrace a thug? Feeling like a change of heart, oh. And all I really need is a sign or a word from God.
So shower down on me,
shower down on me now.
I need you to take me, lift me up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That I'm calling on. Here and I need a hug.
Hey,
and all I really need is a sign.
you, love. I need you to take me, lift me up.
Yes, that was R. Kelly with Heaven, I Need a Hug. Love playing that inspirational music, you know, from non-gospel artists, you know what I mean? God's message is bigger than any genre. I feel like gospel music is truth music, and songs like Heaven, I Need a Hug had a whole lot of truth in it. So big salute to R. Kelly for using that gift, you know, to put them positive messages out there for us. As promised, we want to go to some of these callers that are now hitting that one button and wanting to get spoke to. So we're going to take it to the 760-609. You're on the line with Justified. This is the Men of Faith and Action radio show. How are you?
Blessed by the power of God, my brother Justified. Blessed by the power of God, and I just had to give a call and wish yourself and the Men of Faith in Action, you and Cocaine, a powerful, blessed Sunday with your boy DJ King Assassin here. You know, I just wanted to express, you know, a lot of different things, what goes on in life to the listeners out there as far as the different trials and tribulations we go through. God's going to definitely put people in your place and take people out of your place at the same time. So it's up to us not to get discouraged when that happens, you know what I mean, because it's all done for a reason, and it's all done in God's will. So he's going to be taking people in and out of your place for the best. And we have to realize that, and sometimes we can get discouraged by it, but we have to know it's done on purpose by the will of God, you know, through the good things and the bad things. So that's one thing that I've learned, you know, dealing in life situations in my time. So I thought I would share that on today's sermon here from DJ King Assassin, just to let everybody know. And that goes with everything. I'm talking with friends and even relationships with your significant other. You know what I mean? So you have to know and not get discouraged by it, but keep pushing. You know what I mean? And know that it's God's plan and it's God's will. And it's going to be hard sometimes to deal with situations like that, but that's what it's meant for. Do you know what I mean? You got to keep that faith, just like the Men of Faith in Action radio here, and keep it moving, because things can only get better. And just like Tupac said, in every dark light, there's a brighter day after that. In every dark night, there's going to be a brighter day after that. So, you know what I mean? Those are words to live by and be by right here.
Well, you know, it's always a pleasure to have DJ King Assassin, somebody who's, you know, become so close to me, not just, you know, on this professional realm where we do this music, but, you know, on a level of brotherhood. And, you know, you being a mafia yourself, you're definitely a man of faith, and you put it in action every day. And so it's always a pleasure, you know, for you to break away from what you're doing to call into the show, especially when you call in and you drop them jewels, you feel me? And that's so true to life, man, and we have to understand that sometimes, you know, we put our blessings and our things in the hands of men, and that's not where they lay. And sometimes God have to move people around to show you, look, it wasn't them, it wasn't that person, it wasn't that person, it's always been me. So as friends come and friends go, loved ones come and go, you know, God is that only constant in our life. Some people are here for a reason and a season, you know what I mean? And so anybody out there that may be feeling that way, you know, can't understand why things are happening the way they are, just know God is at work. You know what I mean? He's moving things around, and like you said, for the better.
And that's real, and that's real. And I know that from just past experiences dealing with, you know, relationships and stuff like that. You know what I mean? It's always a hurtful situation when it does happen, but you find out in time that it definitely was something meant to happen, and it's just meant for you to prosper. And at the same time, you know, life is full of learning lessons. You know, we all go through different trials and tribulations in life, but the main thing is to keep that faith and never lose that faith in God. Keep that faith in God, because God is going to give you, he's so powerful and has given chills to my through my body right now just talking about it. When you have that abundance with God, it's so incredible. There's no other feeling like it, man, and that's why I love you, Justified, for doing a show like this rescuing cocaine and bringing it to the people, because it shows our spiritual reality of how we are as people. I mean, we may make music and talk about the reporting of the streets and all the different stuff that we go through, whether it's gangster reality rap, what I call a street report and stuff like that. Sometimes it does have its negative, you know, boundaries on certain things, but it's a show like this that shows our true spirit and what we really are as people when it comes down to it, and that we're giving praise back to God, because without Him, none of this is possible.
Right, right. That's true, man. And like I said, this whole, you know, mafia situation was just a seed, you know, that I'm trying to sow, because God showed it to me. And, you know, it was just really a desire to, and now, you know, the show has went to a place where we got women calling in, and it's all that, because we are women and men. We women and men of faith and action. But when I first, you know, started the mafia idea, when God blessed me with it, it was just for men and not women to come together and just dialogue about what's going on in our life. You know what I mean? Because sometimes we could be going through things and we feel so alone. Like, man, I'm the only one to go through this. But when you get in that room full of people and y'all chopping it up, and you hear somebody else, you know, expressing something that they went through, it gives you strength, you know what I'm saying, to make it through that. So I've always believed that testimony is more powerful than preaching. You feel me? Testimony just, you know, shows what God has done for you, and then it draws that curiosity to want to know more about Him and get closer to Him. So, you know, all mafia is one big net, you know what I'm saying, that we throwing out there, and He called us to be fishers of men. So we out there just fishing for men and trying to bring them into this truth. You feel me?
Exactly. And we need it more than ever now, especially with everything that's going on in the streets, man, especially with what we see with the police out there, what we see, you know, just living day to day, how they're taking innocent lives, the police taking innocent lives. And we definitely need God on our side to be our protector from these evil villains. And I'm talking about the police. I'm talking about, you know, the crooked ones, because we've seen so many of our friends, of our family pass behind just us being a minority and being out there. And, you know, the guns are faced on us. Let's face the fact. The gun is pointed at us, whether you like it or not. And what kind of protection do we have? We have the protection of God. That's what we got to feel that power and know that He is protecting us, because without Him, you know, we could get put in those type of binds and be violent and come back, and then what are they doing? They're shooting at us. You know, it's a bad situation. It's a bad world out there. We see that. We've seen what happened to Brother Dre Willingham's family. You know, we have to take that in accountable what's going on in Victorville, Compton, Watts, South Central, the Bay, all of California, all of the United States. You know, it's going crazy. We see the videos, we see the violence, we see the kids in Chicago that are actually shooting each other too out there. And then we have, because not only do we have to worry about the police, we have to worry on the black-on-black violence, the brown-on-brown.
Right, so many, all the odds are stacked against us, but like you said, man, it's about, you know, tapping into God and having Him cover us. And because God is covering us doesn't necessarily mean that bad things won't happen to us. It's when those bad things come that we still have that joy that we can hold on to. He's our way of escape. So like you said, after every dark night, you know what I mean? There's another day coming. And it's very important, you know, to have God. And I think we're able to bring God, you know, to the situation through mafia and through, you know, the outwork that we're doing in a real way where people can understand it. You know what I mean? And it's not standing in the seat of judgment or we holier than now. Nah, man, this is the real deal. I've been in these streets. I did this. I did that. I was headed to my grave, and God saved me. God pulled me out of it. So that, you know, just encourages somebody else that's going through what we're going through. And definitely this police violence, all the stuff that's going on, man, it's in the Bible, man. We're living in the last days, and people need to realize that we're not battling flesh, man. This is powers and principalities. These are people in high places, devils, you know what I mean, that are in control. And you know, we got to fight back, and that's what mafia is. We're the mafia. Don't get no deeper than that. Men of faith and action, and we fighting against them powers and principalities that's fighting against us.
That's right, soldiers of God, and we are soldiers at war for God, and And it's just a beautiful situation that we have messengers like ourselves. And the reason why I say messengers like ourselves, messengers like Justified Smith, messengers like Cocaine, messengers like the DJs that are out there helping us push the message out there, because we all have a positive message at the end of the day. You know, Brother Cocaine did Chicago, you know what I mean? So, I mean, what's more deeper than that in this time of age? And Brother Justified Smith, you have blessed. You know what I mean? So it's blessings, and you're sharing these blessings with people. That's why I feel and I know that you guys are messengers of God. I'm a messenger of God because I help push everybody's. Brother Dre is a messenger of God. He helps push everybody's message across, you know what I mean? Through the music, through the production, through the rapping, through all the outlets that we got right here through Men of Faith in Action. I just got to take my hats off to you, Brother Justified, for being so devoted on every Sunday and giving up praise. And, you know, it makes me remember the praise, too, and to help out and to call up Men of Faith Action and really give my testimony and my way of feeling of how I feel on that given Sunday. You dig? So my hat's off to you, my brother. I love y'all. Keep on doing what you're doing. And praise God, man, for another day.
Well, my hat goes off right back to you, Assassin. You know what I'm saying? You know what it is? That mixtape we about to do is going to shake the world up, bro, because I got some God-given messages that I'm supposed to bring over a King Assassin track. You feel me? So I can't wait till we get in the studio and go ahead and get this project started, man. We're going to move to some of these calls. We got quite a few people in the queue today. Want to shout out all the area codes, 816-310-336-909. We got an unavailable caller that I'm about to go to right now, and we're going to bring him on because I have an idea who it is. Unavailable caller, is this the homie King Crank?
One and only, Big Lawrence, the King of Crank, calling from VA.
What's going on with you, boss man? How you doing today?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm feeling blessed to see another day and be on call with y'all brothers. I was just listening to the fine testimony my brother was giving. And, you know, everything he's saying is really true, you know, fighting against these principalities and these spiritual forces out here. And I try to tell people it's more or less not so much as a physical battle, but it's a spiritual battle as well. With not only these forces that are against us, but the forces that we fighting within ourselves too. So definitely, man, you know, I'm just blessed to be here and be able to share things with my family. You know, I got a lot of likes. You know, I try to tell people, you know, use social media for something other than just being ratchet, you know.
Right. And that's where we, you know, how we connect. You had me on your show, I believe it was earlier this week, you know.
Yeah.
And during the show, you know, we had a couple of, you know, Cali callers call in, you know what I mean? And you had went into, you know, sharing a testimony, you know, during that show while we was on yours. And I wanted, you know, to reach back out to you, man, and invite you over, you know, to Mafia and, you know, extend that courtesy to you to come on our show and, you know, give God a little bit of glory, you know what I mean? I know I was interested in what you were saying that day, and I'd like to give you that open mic, you know what I mean, to go ahead and share a little further and, you know, share with our listeners here on Mafia.
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, I try to tell people about, you know, being, you know, it's one thing to be in the streets. You know, I'm a prominent hip-hop artist myself, making a lot of moves, doing a lot of things. But I recently got caught up in a gun charge. The Lord blessed me to not see but 4 months in jail. Didn't have to pay no court costs and fines. I didn't have to do a day of probation. Didn't have to serve no more following time. Man, you being a felon with a loaded gun with you know, carries a maximum sentence of maybe, you know, 5 to 15 or more, you know, plus, you know, each bullet costs you 5 years here, especially in the state of Virginia. But in Carolina, it was different, so I caught on charge there. And I was just blessed to go back home to my family. You know, my trial and tribulation there, you know, I was able to educate brothers on what it was like to walk next to Christ. You know, of course, a lot of people get locked up, and they say they do this and do that out on the streets. And, you know, it was kind of, you know, I was kind of faced with that trial and tribulation. But, you know, once the word was received to brothers and God started showing his glory through me, how he can make things happen for me in jail, I was able to make phone calls home. I was starting, you know, I was able to make it a possibility that other inmates was able to make phone calls. You know, I was like, you know, don't just allow me to go up front and make a phone call because of who I am and what I'm doing. But, you know, allow these other brothers that's trying to get a hold of their lawyers and their families and things of that nature. So I actually kind of helped shape and change the jail system, which is also these powers and principalities that you speak of when it comes to dealing with the police. You know, I don't really shun against the police so much because it's the person in the uniform that I think is the people that make the difference. You know, I've done security and things of that nature at clubs, so I kind of correspond with police departments and things of that nature. So I kind of actually had to see what it's like to be on the other side of that fence when it comes to running clubs and doing people to do things. But, you know, I try to help out these people that was getting in trouble and try to keep from folks getting locked up and things, which I had a great percentage rate of doing that. You know, a lot of people didn't see jail time when it came to, very serious situations. And nor have I had a fatality of doing 15 years of security at any events and clubs and stuff. And I never had a fatality at any of my events. And I always was thankful for that, you know.
It's a blessing in itself, and not to catch you up, but that's one thing that I've also, you know, carry a certain level of pride with, man. And it's all about, I feel like when I'm in a building or when I'm doing something, that God is with me, you know what I mean? And I throw shows and I throw events, and I've never had, you know, any, you know, serious problems like that, man. And I always give that credit to God. Like, God is protecting this venue. God is keeping, you know, my surroundings safe, because that's how much he loved me. Like, he going to keep me safe, you know what I mean? And that's big. When we in this hip-hop thing, we really got to, you know, use God and take him with us everywhere we go, because, man, we step into some dark situations, man, and if we don't got that light inside of us, it's easy to get sucked up, you feel me? And a lot of people always clown about, you know, where I go and, you know, who I'm with and what I do, and I let them know, man, I'm influenced them before they influenced me. And, you know, I might not have been able to do that 15 years ago when I first got started. That's why God kind of pumped in brakes on my success, because at that time I would have been vulnerable to getting swallowed up, but he built me up in my faith. He let me go through some things in my personal life to show me that he was there constantly, and now I'm equipped, you know what I mean? And I got that armor on, that armor they talk about in the Bible, you feel me? And I can step into these dark places ready for war, you feel me?
That's right.
That's big right there. Salute to you, you know, casualty.
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, me, myself, you know, working at some of these clubs and stuff, I've been hit by cars, attacked by machete, all kinds of stuff. But, you know, I was just blessed to be skilled in hand-to-hand combat and being able to handle myself and come out on top. And, you know, and like I said, a warrior for God, man. That's what I definitely feel like, you know, mind, body, and spirit. And, you know, and out here in this music game, I'm blessed to be in a position where I can help out young artists and other talented individuals to, you know, gain their performance royalties, get on BET, you know, all kinds of things, MTV, it's all kinds of avenues that God has gave me to put people on, which I'm actually trying to utilize myself. I'm about to drop my first single, hopefully coming out on iTunes real soon. I'm doing some great numbers, reaching out to people worldwide with my own talk radio show called Crazy Talk Radio. I was blessed to have Mo Preen Shakur on it. Kill the MC from Jurassic 5, dealing with the Green Panther movement over in Cali. So, you know, my Cali family is very extensive over there. Had the privilege of doing correspondence with the brother Sheikh Anderson that's over there currently running for Oakland mayor and everything. So, you know, it's just an unbelievable situation where I can be in a Virginia locale and still be able to be effective in different markets. And it's just a blessing, you know, and I'm glad to be on y'all show and able to give this testimony to people that's listening worldwide, you know, to let them know that it's a lot of positivity going on out here. It's a lot of brothers out here, a lot of people out here that's, you know, trying to make a difference in this world.
Amen to that, bro. So we definitely salute you. Want to keep moving through these call lines, man. If you want to hang with us and, you know, get inspired by the next person's story or, you know, whatever God may have happened on this show, I definitely, you know, love for you to hang with us. If you got to run, we understand that too. But I want to take it down to this 909 that's been with us from the top of the show. 909-463, you're on the line with the Men of Faith in Action.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you?
I'm blessed. This is Raina.
Raina Beezy, what's going down with it?
Nothing, just of course listening as I try to do every Sunday. Feeling blessed by the callers before me. You know, it's always good to hear positive talk, you know, especially coming from our black men. I think there's not enough dialogue, you know. I'm glad you invited women to listen and dialogue back and forth with you guys.
No,
we need more of that.
Without a woman behind it, you know what I'm saying? So you can't be a man of faith in action without some women and for faith behind the scenes, you know?
Exactly, exactly. But, you know, I'm blessed. It's just, you know, I have, like everyone, trials and tribulations in my life, but I can honestly say that I am blessed, you know, that God is real and, you know, what you guys are talking is real. And just want to encourage every, you know, especially my females, you know, like I always do, to just hang in there and focus on God, spend some time with yourselves, love on yourself, learn how to love on yourself. Because when I was younger, I didn't know what that meant. And now I know what that means. That means spending time with yourself. That means only accepting certain things in your life. Loving yourself means speaking positive things to yourself and to your spirit. You know, it means building a relationship directly to God that you don't let anyone interfere with. I know one problem in my life that I had that I can realize now was there was a time in my life where I put my husband before God, you know, and I don't want any other women to make that mistake. Yes, we're supposed to love our husbands and be obedient to them, but first we're to be obedient to God, you know. And I say that because it was kind of like, I always give the example of, if we went to see a movie or something, I'd be more concerned about was he enjoying himself, you know what I'm saying? And you know, that's out of order. It's not healthy, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, when my marriage ended, I found myself dried up, you know, and lonely and miserable. So I just encourage every woman, single, married, whatever, yes, love your husband, love God first, and love yourself, you know? Because if you don't love yourself, you can't take care of anybody else. And it took me a long time to learn that. So finally, I'm loving on myself and feeling better than I have ever in my life. So, you know, all glory to God. He brought me through and showed me. And, you know, as I built up my relationship with him, you know, it was that he started to show me things, you know, show me things to change, show me examples of ways that I needed to grow. You know, we can have confidence, but don't ever be too conceited that you don't think you have room to grow. You know, I'm 40-something, and I've got a lot of room to grow, you know, and I'm just so thankful for the last 5 years, the path that I've been on, you know, from getting divorced to not having nothing to sleeping on the floor, you know what I mean, to getting myself together and having everything that I and my children need, you know, and that's all glory to God. But the first thing I had to do to get myself together was sit down and look in the mirror and be honest with myself, you know. Like I said, I had a husband that I put above God. So when we divorced, I had to, you know, I was busy pointing the finger at him, his fault, he did. And then in my quiet time, God was able to show me, no, let's work on you. What did you do? You know, what are you at fault of? You know, so I had to be real with myself. And sometimes that's uncomfortable. It doesn't feel good. But it's a part of healing, you know, and I'm all about healing women, you know, and encouraging you guys and letting you know that it does get better, that it can get better, but it starts with God and with you allowing him in to show you some things, you know? So that's what I'm on this morning.
Well, we always love for Sister Raina to come through and, you know, bring that that women's perspective to the table. You know, you're always welcome to come in. Before I go to the next caller, what I do want to do with you is have you give real quick the information to what you're doing, you know, with your World Cancer Story. It's a great thing that you're doing. I know God is behind it, and I know a lot of people, you know, can benefit, you know, from knowing what you're doing. So if you could run that down real quickly for us and let our listeners know what it is that you're doing over there with the World Cancer Story.
Okay. Well, if everybody could check out World Cancer Story and like us on Facebook, don't just like us, but follow us. We also have worldcancerstory.org on the net. We're on Instagram and Twitter. Twitter is WCS Fight Cancer, and Instagram is World Cancer Story. I'd love to, you know, connect with you guys. Follow me. I'll follow back. World Cancer Story, we are a new charity, and the unique thing about our charity is, yes, we will be raising money for research, but our first priority is to help the people and the families that are currently or have been in the fight against cancer. You know, when you're fighting a disease like cancer, it affects you emotionally, spiritually, and financially. So we want to help some people. We want to save some people from going into foreclosure on their houses. You know, we want to help some people provide for their kids while they're fighting or after they're fighting. You know, we want to help you pay some car notes, you know, things like that. Things that, you know, imagine if you're married, imagine your partner all of a sudden gets cancer and can't work. You know what I mean? You might lose your health insurance. It happens. You know, you're going to get behind. You might get behind on your mortgage or your rent. You know, we want to help those families directly by giving them cash grants. So we're going to have a process, you know, to choose which families we help. But I would really appreciate anybody reaching out to us. If you know of anybody that's in need, let me know. If you'd like to donate, that'd be great. We are in support of all cancers. Like I said, of course, we need money, you know, to do these things. And, you know, we're serious. We have integrity. We are a 501c3 charitable organization recognized by the IRS, so your funds, your donations are tax deductible. And, you know, we're Christ-centered. You know, we stand on Jeremiah 29:11, where God says, you know, he knows what plans he has for you to give you a future and a hope. You know, a lot of times when you're facing something like cancer, you know, it's hopeless, you know, for some people. Some people realize, you know, it may result in death. You know, of course, we always want to pray, you know, life and health and good health. But for those times when it does occur, you know, we want to be there to help those families to pick up the pieces and to be able to move on financially. You know, we don't want any little girls to lose their homes. You know, we don't want anybody to have to pull their kids out of college, you know, because they're facing cancer. So we want to help in those ways.
And that's definitely a blessing because, you know, going through what I went through with, you know, losing my wife, you know, to cancer, it definitely, you know, not only affects the person that has it, but the family that's attached, like you said, with the bills. You know, for a family that has two incomes, for one of them to be gone, it changes things. So that's definitely something that, you know, I see, you know, being helpful because you've looked out for me before you even got all the way into, you know, what you're doing with your nonprofit. You know, were there to help raise some funds to get things going on my end, and I appreciate that. And that's why me and my daughters always be available, you know, for World Cancer Story to come appear at your, you know, events and things like that to spread the word about what you guys are doing because it is a good thing. And just appreciate you. And you know what it is? It's mafia, men of faith in action, women of faith in action. We're doing it for God.
Right, always. So thank you for allowing me to speak. Everybody have a blessed day. God bless you. Talk to you later.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, we want to keep all lines moving. Got this 336 that's been on hold with us. 336-602, you're on the line with Mafia.
Hi, this is Nisha. I just want to thank you. I called in about a month ago, and I gave a small testimony about my youth and trials and tribulations that I went through. And I just want you to know that it was a breakthrough. Ever since I made it to Bible study every Wednesday and to church every Sunday, and I'm feeling a whole lot better. No one's seen it coming. I didn't see it coming. So I just want to thank you for everything that you're doing. You're truly a blessing. I'm from Chicago, and I'm far, far from Cali. So God's just working all over the world.
He's making it happen. Where there's a will, there's a way, right? You still there with me, sis? I think she might be having a little trouble with her phone. Yeah, I see her call dropped. I'm sure they'll call back in. But I want to take it to some music. We just had our, you know, our women take over. You know what I'm saying? The women called in. They putting it down. So I'm going to take it to some Unbreakable by Sugar T. This is for all you ladies out there.
I never thought that it would take me. me, but I just won't break. I'm unbreakable. I'm unbreakable. I'm unbreakable. I'm unbreakable. Been through the fire, been through the pain, been through the storm, been through the rain. So many obstacles in my way. They tried to harm me, but I just won't break. Thought that I would just give up. You thought that I would let you win. There were times when I felt weak, and times I let you under my skin. But I always kept my head up, cause of that I know I'm better, cause I held it all together. And I had to learn on my own. To survive, you gotta be strong. I had to wipe away my tears, even swallow all of my pride. I had to pack my things, get up and just move forward with my life. Through the fire, been through the pain, been through the storm, been through the rain. So many obstacles in my way. They try to harm me, but I just won't break. I'm unbreakable. I'm unbreakable. I'm unbreakable. I'm unbreakable. Been through the fire, been through the pain, been through the storm, been through the rain. So many obstacles in my way. They try to harm me, but I just won't break. Thought you just told me I couldn't stand on my own, but I'm still here. Baby, I'm still here. Tried to destroy me, took everything that I own, but I'm still here. Baby, I'm still here. Ooh. You can't break me down. You can't break me down. You can't break me down. I won't let you break me.
Yes, that was Sugar T with Unbreakable Me. Definitely a song that I be feeling, you know what I'm saying? I'm a man, but I can feel a sister going through it. And we had a little call problems with our 336, but I see I got them back in the queue. Let me mic them back up. 336, you're back on the line with Mafia.
Hi, Justified. Sorry, the phone, the battery died, but the enemy tried to intervene, but he could not. I want to salute Miss Raina. She might not know this, but her testimony and the work that she's doing right now and for cancer-related patients or cancer survivors is right on point for me and my life and for family members that I know would need her assistance or just maybe an ear or just somewhere to go to be able to open up and talk or just dialogue with people. I would love to help the organization in any way that I can. It's right on track and right within the means that I would love to be, you know, a blessing to. It's a lot of things that go on in life on a day-to-day basis that, you know, you're distracted from actually fulfilling what's internal and the heart that God knows and the love that you would like to share and give. So I just absolutely take my hat off and salute Miss Raina. And I also just want to say before but the phone was disconnected. I want to thank you also because I had a major breakthrough from the last time that I called in, and things have been going very well with me. I'm still on my journey, but a lot of light has been shined. And like I was saying earlier, I'm from Chicago, and it just troubles me just knowing some of the pain and some of the struggles that families are going through on a day-to-day basis. I've also spent several years behind bars. So with music being so therapeutic nowadays, you know, it's hard to tell somebody that's caught up in the world that they need to go to school, but they know how to get to the studio. So that's a blessing if it'll take them off the streets and focus their art into just being creative. I see it doing beyond justice for several of the youth that I know that's in Chicago. And I just feel like a direction in the right path is just, you can't really put a cap on where it would go. So I salute you for being humble and staying grounded to be able to relate to the youth, people of my age, and other people who also can relate with music. Like I was saying before, it's very therapeutic. If you go into any doctor's office or talk to any nurse, they'll be able to tell you that if you listen to any feel-good music or the right kind of music that you like when you're dealing with chronic pain, instead of taking medication until you're total dependent on it, you should try music three times a day for 2 days out of the week. I just want to let everybody know that that's something that I've learned. But and another thing, I wanted to keep it short. I have a lot of family members that's in Chicago that I talk to via social media, and they're into music or they're just starting music. So if I could find a way to gravitate your attention to them, or maybe set a platform where they could be able to see the light that I've been able to see, and still be able to relate to them that's in very dark places, please, anybody, you know, let me know. Please justify. Just let me know, you know, at your convenience, because
yeah, you connected to me, you know, to the social media. So all you got to do is holler at me, give me, share me a link, inbox me. I'll pass you on my number, whatever we need to do to you know, to open up some doors and give somebody some hope. You know, that's all we can ask for is hope.
And I think that's what a lot of people is just looking for nowadays. You know, it's a lot of pain that a lot of people is hiding behind. Everyone has on a disguise, but I'm seeing the numbers grow drastically of people who are into the art, the craft, the music. Not everybody wants to be a rapper, but they are enjoying it. So
right.
Whatever could happen there, the reason why I feel like I'm so passionate about helping people, especially that I know, is because I also know that these kids are the same kids on the street that they're selling the dope and will, you know, blow your head off for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I hate to be blunt, but you know, that's happening. So, and I just feel like I'm the only person that's actually doing a little bit, and I want to break from it to focus on myself, like Miss Raina was talking about. But, you know, the pain that's still inside of me, you know, overseeing a lot of this knowing that I've came far from it, but it's so easy to slide back. I just don't want to see that happen to our youth. It might be, you know, the age frame that I'm in right now, that I'm transitioning in, but it really got a hold of me.
Well, we appreciate.
I also just want to thank you. I just really need to thank you. I really needed to tell you that everything that you're doing, the anointment that you have, is right on point. Thank you.
I appreciate that. And I'm just letting God use me, and you're letting him use you by calling in. Rain is letting him, you know, that's the whole thing in life, is to yield to God and let him use your gifts. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day. And things that get better, you know, when you yield to him, it's like we go through life and we feel lost. We feel like something's missing, and he's that. Once you tap into God, it's like it just opens up your eyes to everything else. And, you know, I'm just, you know, glad that I got my eyes open, you know what I'm saying, before it was too late, because your boy used to be out there. So, you know, I'm grateful that he snatched me up and pulled me out and, you know, sent me back in to bring some more out. That's the thing. It's like a lot of people, they find them and then they keep them to themselves. They don't share the truth, you feel me, because they feel like people are going to look at them a certain way or, you know what I mean, be held to a higher standard of things if you, you know, confess God. I ain't perfect, and I'll tell you in a minute, I mess up daily, but I understand grace and I understand forgiveness, and I'm thankful for that. So, you know, the thing that I found in God, I'm not going to hide that. I don't care who you are. If you're sitting in the room with me, God going to come up. You feel me? And if it makes you uncomfortable, you can leave. That's just what it is, because I'm going to represent wherever I'm at with him. So I want to go into, we were talking about Chicago and all that's going on out there. I want to put another song out there for you in your hometown. You know what I mean? This is my big bro, Cocaine, with his dedication to Chicago, asking these youngsters to wake up and slow it down. This is Chicago by Cocaine. We'll be right back.
Sacrifice. Freedom ain't free, 'cause it come with a price.
by my big homie Cocaine with his new single Chicago. It's out now on iTunes. So go on and grab a copy of that, you know what I mean? And let's do something. We out here as artists using our voices, you know what I mean, to push this positivity now. So, you know, we're trying to do our part from behind the mic. Y'all do that part, you know what I'm saying, on the purchasing side and go grab this good music and share it with somebody, because the more our records sell, the more money that's generated, you know, to these labels that are dedicated to putting positivity out, you know, that puts power behind us. You want to put the money in the hands of the people that's going to do something good with it, because trust me, y'all out there giving Lil Wayne money and all these other dudes, and they ain't doing nothing positive with it. You feel me? And I ain't judging them folks. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? I could tell a tree by the fruit it bear. You feel me? So go ahead and sow some seeds into these dudes that's going to get out there and give back to the community and push that positive, because we can't win this war without money. You feel me? But anyway, we're going to keep it moving. I'm going to go to this 310. This is my big homie, you know what I'm saying? J.M. Dre is in the building on Mafia. What it do, sir?
Oh, man, enjoying the day, enjoying the show. Shout out to you, Brother Cocaine, and everybody else that called in. What's good with you?
Oh, man, just holding it down, you know what I'm saying, down to the last 2 minutes and 35 seconds of another episode of Mafia, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
Getting you in before we get out.
I appreciate you, man. Just real quick, I know we're short, but I just want to shout out the last caller. Shouts out to Chicago, DJ King Assassin. I appreciate you being in my corner all the time. All love, UIPM, Justified, keep doing your thing. I'm right there with you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know what it is. We want to thank everybody that tuned in. Nisha calling all the way from Chicago, who's, you know, been a return listener and speaker here on Mafia. And, you know, these lines are open to you anytime, sis. And you know how to get in touch with me through that social network. And let's make it happen. Let's connect these dots. Let's make a move. Shout out to Raina B. She already knows she's been such a great inspiration and a help, you know, in my life personally and professionally. God bless her, the big homie, you know what I'm saying, Big Lines, calling out of PA out that way. You know, just it's been a good show, man, and it's good to see God using Mafia. You know, when he gave me the idea and planted that seed inside of me to start this show, you know, every week I get confirmation that, you know, we're doing the right thing. And, you know, it's not always easy, you know, to be available, right? You know, life happens, man. So I just thank God that, you know, I've been able to be committed, you know, to this assignment and, you know, be here for the most part every Sunday at 2 o'clock with these lines open for testimony. You feel me, Dre? Okay, Dre went on mute on me.
Yeah, I feel you. All day to Cali Way. That's how we do it.
Yes, sir. So we at the end of another good show. My spirits are definitely lifted. We was out late last night with Sugar Shane Mosley and his pops, Jack Mosley, celebrating his 70th birthday, which was a blessing. And one thing that I really enjoyed about that, when they put the cameras on him and gave him the mic, man, he said, first off, I just got to thank God. You know, he like that I made it these 70 years. And, you know, it was in a loud party atmosphere, you know, everything got quiet for Jack to speak and, you know, for him to use that influence, you know, to give God glory in that situation. It was a beautiful thing. But sorry that we've come to an end of another show. And it's all about praising God. So I just want to end this week's show with this song called Praise by Jay Moss. And we'll be back next Sunday, 2 o'clock, Mafia Radio, doing what we're supposed to do. God bless y'all.
And you know that.
If I were a drum, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my reach. Oh, glory.